You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hi there, everybody. My name is Thomas Donva, also known as Anonymous. I have a new app here for you. I would love to do a demonstration for you and kind of give you an overview of what it does and what it can do for you. This is a great app that I need to let you know about. I think you're going to enjoy it very much as I do. I've been using this app for, for the past 5 months on beta testing, and it's finally out to the public, so it is a free app for you to download. It is called BeSpecular. BeSpecular. I hope I said that right. BeSpecular. It's one word altogether. Now, when I first got this app, and I was thinking to myself, wow, there's so many apps like this already. Why another one? And so I'm going to give you kind of a review of what BeSpecular is and what other things to think about. What BeSpecular is, it allows you to take pictures, and you can do multiple pictures of one item, so you're not just restricted to one picture. So if you have a product you want to identify, for example, you can just take multiple picture of a product. So if something's round, you can take a can and you can just take multiple pictures around the can. And it doesn't cost anything. It is free. And you can take all these multiple pictures and then you can add an audio to it. So you can ask them a particular question that you want them to help you with from that picture that you send them. Or you can send them a text message of what you want it to identify. So if you don't want to use your voice, you can just type it in what you want. And so you can ask them the same question. And then it goes up into the cloud and then multiple people will come back and reply to it. And hopefully from one of those replies, you will be able to get what the information that you want. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? And I get it. I know there's TapTapSee. I know there's Be My Eyes. I know there's CrowdVis. There's quite a few out there. But I really like this the most out of all of them because it brings a little uniqueness to this app, particular app. And I really like how they designed it. It's really simple, unique, and fast. And it does something a little bit different. It takes something of my favorite from each of those apps that I mentioned before and put it all in one. So after this demonstration, I hope you get a better idea what this is has to offer and why I like BeSpecular so much better than the rest. I still love Be My Eyes the most, and along with the BeSpecular, but all the ones that I just got rid of, and so I just now have BeSpecular and Be My Eyes on my iPhone. That's how good this is, so I really love it. Now, at the time of this recording, which is the mid-summertime of 2016, it is a free app anybody can download and purchase. Now, I'm not sure country-wise where it is available at this time, but just kind of take that for a grain of salt, but I do believe it's available in some countries outside the States. The free app purchase is free until the end of the year. And I say that because after I talked with the developer themselves, they were thinking about keeping this free for the remaining part of the year. So it will be a public beta. So they're still in a beta cycle. So you'll be the people trying to make this better and offer things that that they can improve on and things like that. So it's free until the end of the year. My understanding, it will remain free at the end of the year. And then they will include something called in-app purchases, which would be a paid version on a monthly subscription. Now, what you get with the free, I understand, is what you see now is what you're going to be able to keep. Now, what I don't know is how many you get for being free, if it's unlimited or for a certain number of numbers or whatever it is. And the monthly subscription, I have no idea what the price is and what the limitations are or anything like that. So you got now until the end of the year to play with this for free and do everything you want with it and see what you like about it. And when that does come down to that point, we'll see what you want to do if you want to go ahead and do the monthly subscription and see what the free one is all about too. My understanding also is that the monthly subscription is also going to have things. They're going to have a lot of new features in the subscription that you won't have on the free version. So I know there's going to be a lot of things coming down the pipe for this particular app. So it's all going to get better and better. And I know that their commitment is long term, which is really great for us to use and to know that it's going to be around for a while. So let's go ahead and dive into BeSpecular. I'm going to go to the app itself.
BeSpecular. Four new items.
Okay.
Double tap to open.
Now there's four new items on. That means I had a scan result from yesterday. I did something and there was four results for that. And so I will show you what that's all about and you'll understand a little bit how it works and why I have four. I'm going to go ahead and just double tap to open this up.
Be specular. Take a picture.
Okay.
Button.
This is going to take us right to the start screen. And it takes you right in the middle. And there's not much to this start screen at all. So it's very simple. Now, at the top left.
Menu. Button.
It's a menu button. I'm going to get to that last. And if I go to the right.
Heading.
It'd be specular heading, so we have the heading towards the top, and then we
take
have
a picture button.
The take a picture button. That is right in the center, and that is what will launch the app itself, and you can start asking questions and get something to help out for you that you want to identify the image that you're taking. Now, there are other options here. If I go down one.
Upload picture from gallery button.
You can upload a picture from a gallery. So if you took some pictures in advance, so if you have some ideas that you want to take a picture in advance before you do anything, you can just go ahead and do so, and then you can pull the picture from the gallery instead of taking a picture right there and now. And then there's one last option on the start screen.
Tips and tricks.
Is tips and tricks. I really enjoy the tips and tricks. This is more like a frequently asked question. You really should read it because it's really helpful. There was one that I really, really love, and I'll mention it to you, but my favorite is that please do say thank you and for helping us and be very polite and when you're asking the people, okay? So I really like that tip. But anyway, if you could just double tap on that, and I'll give you some other tips and tricks that you can use for this Be Specular app. So I'm going to go back up to the take image.
Upload picture. Take a picture. Button.
Take a picture, I mean. All right, so I have a product in front of me. Now, you can use your creativity of anything you ever want. I have a box of Pop-Tart in front of me. I do know it's a Pop-Tart. It feels like Pop-Tart. What I don't know is what flavor it is. We have several boxes. My kids love Pop-Tarts. And I don't know what flavor this is. And I've done other so-called apps, but they always tell me it's Pop-Tart, but they never tell me what flavor it is. So this is going to help me out because I can ask specifically. Okay, now you can use your imagination for other things. You can help them identify stuff. So if it's clothes or other products or anything like that, I had them identify me a book that I had here the other day. My mom left a book here, and I couldn't figure out which book was hers. So I just got this app up and loaded, and they were able to help me. So I'm going to have them see if they can help me with this. So I'm going to take a picture here. So when you get to the take picture button, you got to have the product right in front of you. So I'm going to get the product in front of me, and I'm going to go ahead and get a good picture of this.
Upload picture from gallery. Take a picture button.
Okay.
Take a picture. Focusing. Please hold still.
On.
Uploading picture. Please stand by. Upload complete. Double tap and hold to record your message. Button.
Okay. So we're now ready for a recording. If you want to do a one finger double tap, hold, and do a recording. But I want to show you what else is on the screen before I do that. So if I flick to the right.
Type your question. Button.
You can type your question instead. So if you don't want to do audio, you can just type your question, which is really pretty cool. So this will help out for those that are deaf maybe that can ask questions. So I enjoy that very much, how they give the two options for you to use, audio or the text.
Take an additional picture for this request. Button.
Now, as you swipe to the right, you can take additional picture. This is really cool. So as I have a can, you know, it's round, so you got to maybe take multiple pictures because you don't know which side is the front. And so you can take multiple pictures, and so you just double tap on that and take multiple pictures, and then you can come back to this screen and do your audio and do your texting. So that way, the people that are helping you will have multiple ways to help you identify something. But I think one picture of this product is going to do just fine. We'll find out. And one more to the right.
Cancel. But
it's cancel. So obviously, if you want to cancel it, you can just cancel here. I'm going to go back.
Take an additional picture. Type your question. Button. Double tap and hold to record your message.
Okay.
Button.
I'm going to double tap and hold and ask a question. Hi there. Thank you so much for helping me on this. I really appreciate your help and your volunteer work. I have a product in front of me. I know it's a Pop-Tart box. My kids love to shuffle through the pantry and don't put things back where it needs to be. So we have several Pop-Tart boxes. I need to know what flavor Pop-Tart this is. I don't want to open up the wrong package for the wrong flavor. So if you could tell me what flavor this is, that would be very helpful. Thank you.
And let go. Send request.
And then you get the question of, do you want to send this request? So you have the two options of yes or no. So if I swipe to the right.
Yes, send.
We have the
button.
Yes.
No, cancel request.
No. And you can just cancel it.
Yes, send.
Let's go to yes
button.
And double tap and send.
Be specular. Menu. button.
All right. So what happens now is that it goes up to the cloud. People are now being sent to these pictures. Now, what the cool thing about BeSpecular, and let me explain this a little bit, and I'm going to show you.
Great. Waiting for replies.
There are going to be sent a number of people. So it's not just one person or anything like that. This is multiple people that can return back with an answer that you need. This is a cool part. So you could have multiple people. So yesterday I had four people identify a product for me. And usually at that point I'll tell them to stop the request, and that way no more people can ask me or tell me the answer that I have for the question. So it will just keep going until you get the right answer you want. And it's very helpful, because the other day I did some socks and I had one that was black and one was brown. So I had them take a picture and I said, and one person said, well, the one on the left is black and the one on the right is brown. But what's cool is that, like, the third person on the list, and there were six people involved, and one of them told me, well, the one
person
on the left is black. Oh, we got one reply back. And on one on the right, the brown one had a darker brown stripes. So I knew it was a
one person
brown,
replied.
Another one. Okay. So I was able to tell more than just a brown socks, which is really cool. So it told me more specific. And that's what's so cool about having multiple people. Okay, so let's go see what we got here.
One person is replying. Menu button.
At the top left-hand corner is the menu button, right? We'll go ahead and just double tap on menu.
Dimmed.
Okay.
You, BeSpecular. Back button.
All right, so you go back to the start screen by hitting to the top left if you want, but I'm going to go ahead and just show you what's on the screen.
You, heading.
I'm going to the right.
Your requests.
Okay, here's my request.
Refresh button.
You can refresh it.
2 minutes ago, two replies received, two new replies.
Okay. I have two
actions
new replies.
Available.
In that sort of amount of time. I love it. It's great. I'm getting much better results than other ones I've used before. So I got two results within, what, a couple of minutes, so, which is cool. So I'm going to show you some other ones. I'll just swipe to the right.
A day ago, four replies received.
That's
actions
from yesterday.
Available.
So you can see all the results from yesterday or the day before as I swipe to the right.
Thomas Domville.
So this is your name. This is how you sign up for it. You're going to have to sign up for BeSpecular. You're going to have to give them the email address and your name. So they know what your first name is, but I don't believe they know your last name. So the privacy is there, so they only know your first name. Okay? And then lastly, it tells me that I have two...
Thomas, two requests.
Yeah, two requests that are listed up there.
Log out button.
And then obviously you can log out. Let's go up to...
Two requests. Thomas Domville, a day ago, four replies received.
I want to tell you about that one. If you ever want to delete it, you can just swipe up.
Delete?
You can just flick up and then double tap to delete if you want to delete it.
Activate item. Default action.
Or you can just double tap to open it up.
2 minutes ago, two replies received. Two new replies.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on this one.
Replies. You. Back button.
And I'm going to go to the right.
Replies. Heading.
And to the right.
Actions. Button.
There's action. I will show you what that is in a few.
Reply no one of two by Hillary.
All right. This is one of two person. This name, this person is Hillary. I'm going to go to the right.
3 minutes ago.
3 minutes ago. When
please rate the helpfulness of this person's reply.
And then you can see what, you can rate this person, which is really cool. So you can get, you can give a rating. So these people are getting ratings based on how well do you think, which is really cool. I haven't seen that anywhere else. So I'm going to go keep going down.
1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, page 1 of 2, adjustable.
And then one more.
Swipe your request.
And your request?
4 minutes ago, 2 replies received.
And one more to the right.
You will receive further replies.
And one more to the right.
Send me further replies. Switch button on.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So your request is still going through the system out there. So if you still want more people to reply to you, you can keep this on. I'm going to go ahead and just double tap and tell them I'm done. That I'm going to test these 2 replies and hopefully that's what we got. So I'm going to double tap this and turn it off. Okay, so my request is now turned off. So it means it's now closed. Now, it will time out after a certain amount of time. I don't know what that is, but after a certain amount of time, it turns off the request after so many minutes. So this is pretty cool. So you can say stop. So let's go back to the top.
You, back button. Replies, heading, actions, button. Reply no one of two by Hillary.
Okay.
Reply no one of two by Hillary. 3 minutes ago. Play reply button.
Okay. There's the play reply button. I'm going to go ahead and press this.
Clay reply.
My pleasure. And those are strawberry frosted. Mmm.
Strawberry frost.
Reply.
So she answered
Please
my question.
Please rate the helpfulness
exactly.
of this person's reply.
So I'm going to give her 5 stars. She did a great job.
1 star. 2 stars. 3 stars. 4 stars. 5 stars.
Double
Excellent.
Tap on 5 stars.
5 stars. Excellent.
I think she was very nice, and she answered the exact question. So let's go back to the top here.
You. Back button.
And go to the
Replies.
Right.
Replies. Heading. Actions. Button. And reply no one of two by Hillary.
It's by Hillary?
3 minutes ago. Play reply. Button.
One more.
You rated this as 5 stars. Excellent.
So now you know that you have rated this person. Go ahead and rate them. Now, since this is a one person of two, now you have two options to get to the second person. You can do a 3-finger swipe to the left, go to the next person, or you can go all the way to the bottom where it says page 1 of 2 or whatever, how many replies you have, and then do a flick up, and that'll take you to the second page. I'm going to do a 3-finger swipe to the right.
Reply no two of replies. Play reply.
Actually,
button.
I got it backwards. It's 3 swipe to the left. So let's see who we got here. So I swipe over here.
Please rate the helpfulness of this person's reply. 1 star. Disappointing.
Oops.
Button.
Let's go back
you.
Here.
Back button. Replies. Heading. Actions. Button. Reply no 2 of 2 by Becky.
Okay, this is Becky. So let's see what she has to say.
5 minutes ago. Play reply. Button.
Double tap.
Play reply.
Hi, Thomas. It is frosted strawberry flavor. Have a good night.
Isn't that awesome,
Replies.
Guys?
Please rate the helpfulness of this person's reply.
Oh, she's very nice as well, and she knew who I was, and so she replied back. I'm going to give her 5 stars as well.
1 star. 2 stars.
Please,
four,
do give them
3 stars. 4 stars. 5 stars. 5 stars. Excellent.
That way, these people know that they're doing things right, so don't feel bad that you give them a bad rating because they don't know your full name or anything. And you know what? They can only approve. So if they're doing really well, give them a nice rating, okay? Now, the other one I haven't showed you is at the top right. It's their action.
Actions. Button.
Double tap on this.
Actions. Alert. Save image with description. Button.
Now, I can save this with a description. So if you want to use this with, so you can write down what the results is for that. And if you go to the right.
Report abuse. Button.
You can report this person to abuse. So if somebody is abusing the system, your volunteer is abusing it, report them. Okay? So it's very important that we do that so we get these people out of the way.
Block user. Button.
Now, if you really hate this person and you keep getting this person and they got bad ratings, go ahead and block them. You can also block them. So this is a really cool, neat feature. These are things I have not seen, and this is just incredible. And I'm going to go to the right.
Cancel. Button.
And I can do a cancel.
Cancel. Replies.
Okay.
You. Back button.
I'm going to go to the top left to the back.
You. Selected. You. 2 minutes ago. 2 replies received. Be specular. Back button.
All right. So we're back to the screen where we had the request and the logout. So that is pretty much in a nutshell what
Be specular.
Does.
Be specular. Menu. Button.
And then you can go right back to the
Be
take
specular.
Image.
Heading. Make a new request. Button.
Make a new request.
One person is replying. One person replied.
All right.
View reply. Button. View reply. Button.
So you can do all
One person
these
is
things
make a new
here.
Request. Be specular. Heading.
So you can make a new request and start all over and start with
PM.
A new object or product that you want it to help you identify. So anyway, that is Be Specular. It is free. I get it. It is fantastic. And so enjoy it very much. I hope that you enjoy this podcast and that you find yourself downloading this. Let me know what you think of it. I really think it's fantastic, and what you think compared to other ones. You know, everybody has their pros and cons and their ups and downs of each app, but I really think this is a very strong app that I have kept on there along with Be My Eye. Sometimes it doesn't hurt to have a personal person to help you live to get something that's a little more technical and more difficult. And also, I don't always have great success with Be My Eyes, as in the time I need. Now, people usually do help me out, but it just depends how often they come back. These people seem to be more responsive, and not only that, but it is completely free until the end of the year, and we'll see what the 2 subscriptions are when at the end of the year and what that means for free. But anyway, it is available now. I highly recommend it. Go for it. All right, my name is Thomas Donville, also known as My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. I hope you guys have a great day. Until next time, I'll see you later. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.